Good morning, everyone. Today is the 10th of February, 2020, Monday morning. Hope your week is starting out good this morning. You know, I've been thinking a lot about how God orchestrates certain things to happen in our lives. Welcome aboard, Howard Jett. Good to see you this morning. You know, we're told in Scripture that even the bounds of our habitation are under His direction. There's a passage of Scripture in 2 Timothy, the first chapter, and I want to read it. It's just full of sound biblical truth. Of course, it's the Bible. I'm reading from the King James, Authorized King James Version, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 6 through, probably read down through the 14th verse. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given a spirit of fear. Welcome aboard, Ben Tamale. Good morning. Been a while. Good to see you. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. Well, the Apostle Paul believed that all things were appointed by God. He believed that he was appointed a preacher and apostle. He said that he believed that we were saved and called, effectually called, by holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus, a free gift. You know, I was thinking last night about the word foreign, F-O-R-E-I-G-N. Why is the gospel foreign to the world? Why is it foreign? F would designate foreknowledge. The world doesn't understand that God's people are foreknown by him. You know? O would stand for original sin. You know? And many people today are denying original sin, are they not? They're denying original sin. Redemption would be our redemption through the blood of Jesus Christ. E would be eternal election. I would be irresistible grace. G would be a gift. Salvation is a gift. It cannot be earned. And N would be never failing. Never failing. That's why it's foreign to the world. You know, as all of our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea and did all eat that same spiritual meat and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. The rock was Christ. 1 Corinthians 10:1-4. Remember when the soldier pierced Christ's side, it says that forthwith came there out blood and water. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53:5. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. It's a free gift. It's a free gift. Why is the gospel foreign to the world? Well, we're told in 1 Corinthians 2:14, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Our prayer should be, open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Psalms 119:18. Jesus Christ says, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Even as by the Spirit of the Lord, God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Well, this morning we're talking about God's appointments. I never dreamed, I never gave it any thought as a young child that I would be doing messages on sermon audio. I didn't even know sermon audio existed. It didn't exist when I was a child. I never dreamed I would be giving messages of the gospel on sermon audio for the last 12 years. It was an appointment by God. I never dreamed I would be broadcasting on social media the gospel. YouTube and Facebook and BitChute and Gab and around the world. You know, it was an appointment by God. It had nothing to do with Larry Phillips. Nothing. We are told that God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We're not to be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord. Remember that song we used to sing? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No, I'm going to let it shine. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner. People ask, you know, why do you go to the mic every morning? You know, what prompts you to go and broadcast all over the world? Well, I'm thankful for what God has done in revealing His Son to me, and I want to proclaim it far and wide. Have I been a recipient of afflictions and persecution? Have I been lamb blasted? Have I been called every name in the book? Just about. But He's the one who's saved us. He's the one who's called us with a holy calling, not according to our works. My eternal salvation is all of God. It's a divine work of grace. According to His purpose, according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. That's predestination. That's election. That's foreknowledge. That's divine appointment, divine ordination. That is God knowing us and predestinating us unto adoption before we were even born, before the world began. The Christ was now manifested by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death. He's abolished our spiritual death. That's called being born again. He abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. The gospel. The gospel is our holy calling according to His own purpose and grace. That's the gospel. The gospel is our holy calling. Welcome aboard, Johanna Emmanuel. Glad to have you with us this morning. Paul says, whereunto I am appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. I can say I was appointed to bring these messages. I don't call myself a preacher. I don't call myself a pastor. I don't call myself a bishop or a priest. I'm just a sharer of the good news, that's all. For the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. People can lambast me, they can call me every name in the book, they can hate me with a vengeance. They can be full of rage. They were full of rage against Stephen. They gnashed on Stephen with their teeth. They were full of rage against the Apostle Paul. They were full of rage against Peter. But it didn't shut them up. They went ahead and proclaimed the truth of the gospel. So this morning, let us thank God for His divine... chosen in Him from the foundation of the world. Satisfaction comes from knowing within my heart and mind there's an inner peace aglowing, and in Christ I can find a refuge for the soul when life is tough to take. Christ tells us in His Word, I will never be forsaken. Oh, the joy and peace it gives me. Hold on just a second. When I rest in what He said, believing that He is living, having raised up from the dead, Christ the King of Glory is seated on His royal throne, and He intercedes for me when in my spirit I can only groan. Lord, show mercy to this floundering heart once more, I pray, so at sunrise, noon, or evening, I may in thy presence stay. May your grace so envelop everything I say and do that the world will have no question that I am your child too. Let the tribulations I go through be a witness of your grace. May my enemies not overtake me. Let their curses be erased. May your power, love, and purpose be demonstrated in my life. And may I find satisfaction in the midst of all this strife. When I draw my last breath and am taken home to be with you, may my passing over be of satisfaction too. I'll be satisfied in knowing, even though it's been a test, that I'm now transcending into your perfect rest. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way, is my prayer.